To our people in the southern states, Washington, D.C., June 8, 1909. Brethren Sutherland and McGann, I am instructed to say to you, be careful as to what moves you now make. You have had many hindrances to your work, and at times you have been greatly bound about by difficulties, so that at times it seemed almost impossible to advance in the work that the Lord desired you to do. You have had many discouragements, but the Lord's directing care has been over you. You need now to be careful that you do not take one step in a path where He is not going before you and guiding you. You should not leave your present field of labor unless you have clear evidence that it is the Lord's will for you to do so. Brother McGann, your family is precious in the sight of God. Your wife and children should have your care. Your family can work harmoniously together. I have words to speak to our people in the southern field. Do not confine your work in any one place. The Lord will provide for the carrying forward of the work in many places. The work that Brethren Staines and Broyler have begun is not to be in any way discouraged. The talents of many workers are to be used wisely and faithfully. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be, the Savior declares. Let the workers remember that their final reward will be in proportion to their development of Christian character. The Lord expects interest on the talents He has entrusted to His servants, interest in proportion to the gifts He has bestowed. Christ's life of humiliation and death of shame has paid the price of the salvation of every soul. Eternal life in the kingdom of God is the highest inducement for consecrated service that He can hold out to men and women. Capabilities have been entrusted to every soul. These are talents to be improved by faithful service, that Christ at His coming may receive His own with usury. We hear much of the higher education as the world regards the subject, but those who are ignorant of the higher education as it was taught and exemplified in the life of Christ are ignorant of what constitutes the higher education. Higher education means conformity to the terms of salvation. It embraces the experience of daily looking unto Jesus and of working together with Christ for the saving of the perishing. Idleness is sin, for there is a world to be labored for. Christ gave His life to the work of uplifting the fallen and the sinful. Though He was the Prince of Heaven, He lived and suffered and died under the abuse and scorn of fallen men, and this that He might prepare for the human family mansions in the heavenly courts. Christ imparted instruction of the highest order. Can we imagine a higher education than that to be gained in cooperation with Him? Now is our time to work. The end of all things is at hand. Soon the night cometh in which no man can work. This night is much nearer than many suppose. Lift up the man of Calvary before those who are living in sin. By pen and voice, labor to sweep back the false ideas that have taken possession of men's minds regarding the higher education. To every worker, Christ gives the command, go work today in my vineyard for the glory of my name. Represent before a world laden with corruption the blessedness of true higher education. Light is to shine forth from every believer. The weary, the heavy laden, the brokenhearted, and the perplexed are to be pointed to Christ, the source of all spiritual life and strength. The word is spoken to you and your students. Be faithful minutemen. Seek for the higher education, which is entire conformity to the will of God, and you will surely reap the reward that comes as a result of its reception. When you hourly place yourselves in that position where you can be the recipients of the blessing of God, the name of the Lord will be magnified through your lives. Read carefully the 40th chapter of Isaiah. Those who give their hearts to the Lord to learn His will and His ways are receiving the highest education that it is possible for mortals to receive. They are building their experience not of the sophistries of the world, but on the pure and undefiled principles of the Word of God. Ellen G. White.